good evening.
Good evening, everyone.
Today we decided to record finally a podcast with three of us. I think that we lack some main voice.
Agree. Mm-hmm. Today you finally arrived.
I think that at some point during this podcast I might doze off. So if you hear silence, don't worry.
We will just continue.
We can imitate. We can imitate your voice.
No problem about it. But yeah, I wanted to tell the story about my trip back here, because actually I thought that my trip to Yekaterinburg was a disaster. I don't know why, but I chose seats very close to the toilet, because people, when they close the door there, they have to make some noise, and I just couldn't fall asleep. And sometime during the night, the woman came. She started to change. I thought that every item of her clothes was wrapped in a plastic bag. Actually, it was like Disneyland compared to my trip back here. because first of all, there were all men there, so not a single woman. And most of them were like, how do you call them? Rotation workers, I think, who work in oil plants, who don't see their family for months. And well, there were a lot of staring. You should have seen Diana's and Matthias's eyes. They were so scared. They think, are you all right? Are you sure you want to come back? At some point during the night, I realized that it was freezing, because there was a huge hole right above me in the ceiling. I think that the temperature was like zero. It was fantastic.
Tell us about your stay in Yekaterinburg with our friends. What did you guys do together?
We couldn't record this podcast with Diana because she leads a cat's life. I always thought that my life was cats, because, you know, you sleep, you eat, you don't do much. If you do something, it is not very useful. She wakes up. Sometimes it can be 4 in the afternoon or 3 in the afternoon. So
this is all about Diana. When I used to share an apartment with her back in Naborozhny Chelny, that was exactly the same situation, only with the difference that she used to get up at 5 p.m. Not at 3, but at 5. But yeah. I just like her being that simple.
Yes,
she has no.
I absolutely adore her.
Yeah.
So you moved to another apartment.
Oh, this was an adventure. I can tell you a little, real quick about my adventure. Mm-hmm. Well, it all started with my dog, a very famous Lola. I had to take her with me, although I was quite nervous. She's very much attached to my mom, and the trip is not easy. And again, the new place to get used to. So I was hoping to leave her in Naborozhny Chelny, but unfortunately, I couldn't do that. So I had to take her with me, but I've made this decision after I bought the train tickets, and I bought an upper train ticket, an upper seat. So, but that was not everything. When I entered the train, there was a girl sitting opposite to me, and she was having a diarrhea. And I mean, but you know, she was approximately my age, and I mean, this is some kind of a delicate disorder. You do not normally talk about that, right? Especially to strangers. But this girl was different. She talked about that as if it was everybody's problem. So she called the people to help her, and then she asked for medicine, virtually everyone on the train, but nobody had that kind of medicine. I wouldn't go into the details, but that wasn't very funny when someone next to you has a diarrhea. So that was quite funny, because I've never seen people like that. I mean, well, we all have such problems sometimes, yes? But it's a delicate kind of thing. You do not talk about that, especially if you are a girl, and especially if you are young. And then when I arrived in St. Petersburg, I had a very interesting adventure, because I had to leave Lola at my friend's, because my landlady is not aware that I have a pet. And then
she's still not aware.
I'm not going to tell her, because this is a new apartment, and I guess she wouldn't like that idea. So, but my dog is the best one. So, but she doesn't know that. Anyway, I left my dog at my friend's, then I had to pick up my luggage, which was something in the south of St. Petersburg. And it was a huge luggage, 2 suitcases and a lot of bags, a lot of packages. And then go to the north of St. Petersburg, and then finally go back and take my dog with me. So it was quite an adventure, but finally everything seemed to work out well. So Daniil, how are you?
Well, to my shame, I hadn't had any adventures. Luckily, I don't have diarrhea, so I could afford myself to stay the whole day in the bed without getting up almost.
Another cat!
No, unlike cats, I have done several usual things. And since I am a new member of this company, let me make a short introduction. When I first saw her name, I thought it was the name of the part of the world. As miraculous and mysterious as Asia is, Asia.
Wow.
She draws inspiration from the outside world, and then she draws what you know as doodles and many other curious things. An artist of life, one dish.
Where is my applause thing?
A new party to these lovely negotiations, your humble and obedient servant, Daniel. A few days ago, this piece of intergalactic crap, not a shooting star, mind you, but an actual meteor, quaked the buildings and glasses and cars of the Russian city of Chelyabinsk. As it fell, it exploded into several parts, giving out a spectacular flash that many people, I guess, have rewatched like 100 times. 4 or 5 pieces bombarded our planet hard, causing material damage to infrastructure and, unfortunately, to people. Luckily, no one died, which allows us to talk about and joke about it safely, as many people had already done.
I was in Yekaterinburg. They said that people actually saw it fell or, like, passed from the city itself. I like videos.
So many different angles, and it seemed as if people were prepared to shoot the falling of the meteor. it seemed weird to me.
Because everyone has cameras, it's easy to make a video. I was actually not aware of this meteorite until I called the United States to arrange one more interview with the Creative College of Design. And when I introduced myself to a receptionist, I said, "This is Asia calling from Russia." And she said, "Oh, okay, that's nice. Yeah, we can arrange an interview." And then she said, "So you said you're from Russia?" I'm like, "Yeah." "So what's up with the meteorite?" I'm like, "Well, you know, meteorite." I'm like, "I don't know, what kind of meteorite are you talking about?" And so I felt so bad. Because as she explained, the whole USA was talking about that. And me being from Russia, not knowing what it's all about. So that was quite a shame.
As for the videos, it's very nice to observe the reaction of people.
They acted like it was not a big deal. That was what surprised me.
This is quite interesting. I would love to see something like that. And luckily, no, there were no victims, yeah? At least no one died.
No one died, as Daniel said. I think it was like 1,200 with something people who were injured, mostly by...
1,000 people? Wow.
I read it somewhere in the news. So we were planning to go to Chelyabinsk with Matthias and Diana, but again, our laziness prevailed.
You know what seems to me as I watched this video, that this flash was a flash of a camera. It might have been an alien starship taking pictures of the Earth's surface. Or, you know, it's just too boring for me to talk about this meteor in astronomical terms.
How did it happen that no one noticed that meteorite?
I read that some employees from certain offices will be fired for not warning about the meteorite.
Paralympic athlete Oscar Pistorius has been arrested over the fatal shooting of his girlfriend Riva Steenkamp at his home on the 14th of December. The precise circumstances surrounding the incident are unclear. Reports say he may have mistaken her for a burglar. It is said that she was preparing a surprise for him on St. Valentine's Day. Mr. Pistorius, 26 years old, is known as the Blade Runner and was the first double amputee to run in the Olympics. South Africa has among the highest rates of crime in the world, and many residents keep weapons to protect themselves against intruders. That was,
shock. Shock.
That was a shock. I read a lot about Oscar, and I was admiring him.
He's like a hero, especially for South Africa. He's like a...
Right. So I even remember how I was reading an article about him in Wikipedia. I was like, wow. He is to be admired. And then I hear this news and I can't believe that. I still can't believe that. Is there any possibility that this is a mistake?
I actually believe that this was an accident, because as an amputee, as such a great man, Oscar Pistorius has to have some respect for life. He's going to commit a crime deliberately. Since the situation in the South Africa is very similar, as I see, to that in the USA, where people can buy weapons without any hindrances and keep them, fight with them against intruders, occasions like this have always been and will always be, I suppose.
They said that they have this history of domestic violence. Some people said that he was violent towards her.
Can't believe that, anyway.
It's despicable to kill your half on St. Valentine's Day.
Again, talking about this unpredictable violence and all these psychos, we have already talked about that, Landers, yes, so we show a lot of curiosity.
Yeah, there was towards some psychopaths and some
yes.
strange
so
people.
I was thinking, when you surely heard this story about a little girl being killed in Naberezhny Chelny about 2 weeks ago, yes? Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about that.
Did they find her body?
They found her body, and they found the murderer. He admitted that he raped her and he killed her.
Unrelated.
Some guy from Uzbekistan.
Oh, goodness.
So, and anyway, I was just thinking about that thing, and I was trying to imagine the emotional state, or I don't know, how that brain worked, and I couldn't. I can't even pretend that I understood that. I was just curious, what were the people thinking, and when then all of a sudden kill someone? I mean, I'm trying to avoid any judgments and any evaluations. I'm just trying to be objective and very neutral, you know, and I still can't make that out. I still can't understand that.
I was like maybe 11 years old, and I used to go to this musical school, and I came back usually at 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I entered our apartment house, and I noticed that someone was following me. So I decided not to go to the elevator. I decided to take the stairs. And when I reached the area between the first floor and the second floor, and I turned, I saw a man who was doing his business right in front of me. Sorry for the language. So he was jerking off. He was telling me, girl, please come back, just try and touch it.
Oh, I was
so scared.
I always laugh at these people. Even when I was a little girl, I used to laugh at them. Look at you.
We continue with the news, and since my major is international relations, we are going to have an international rubric on podcast. In the wake of the referendum on the sovereignty of Scotland, London experts have prepared a God knows how much pages report in which they analyse the possible repercussions of secession. The major ones are, first, the cessation of the functioning of some English-Scottish organisations, the necessity to reinstate in major world organisations, for example, International Monetary Fund, the United Nations or the World Trade Organization, and third, the necessity to revise and rewrite, 8,500 international agreements.
That's what the United Kingdom says, so England, not the Scottish people.
Yeah, the Scottish experts have already called this report arrogant and untrue. They are arguing about that, trying to woo people to vote rather for or against the secession.
I think that this is going to happen. I think that they're going to secede.
Do you think, or do you want it to?
I would love them to be a separate country. I think that they deserved it. They're very different from England and from Wales. They have to be a separate country.
As it is always with secessions, the greater country recalls moments in history when the two countries were together, and the seceding countries recalls differences and conflicts. Mm-hmm. This is what is happening now between Scotland and, the UK. If Scotland seceded, Russia could establish healthy and friendly relationships with Scotland, and Scotland could let our tourists in without any visas. Which would be a delight for Andish, I believe.
Yes. Now it's impossible, especially for me. I applied for the German visa. I doubted very much that they're going to give me this visa.
I told you. I accept all the burden and all the unfairness of this world when it goes to visas. So you don't have to worry about your visa, you'll get it.
You didn't get just American visa. What other visa did you
But this
get?
Is the only visa that I want. Come
on. Okay. Where are you?
I have made up a new word. Visaster.
I love it. the disaster.
I like it. This is nice.
The only word that I've made up was redonkulous. This is redonkulous.
Scientists in the USA created a sixth sense brain implant to detect infrared light. Although the light could not be seen, laboratories were able to detect it via electrodes in the part of the brain responsible for their sense of touch. In theory, someone who is blind because of damage to their visual cortex could regain their sight using an implant in another part of the brain. One of the researchers said, "What we did here was to demonstrate that we could create a new sense in rats by allowing them to touch infrared light that mammals cannot detect. This shows that the adult brain can acquire new capabilities that have never been experienced by the animal before."
It could help not only to restore the sight, but to augment the sight, to make it better.
Once we had this English club about the paranormal, as we usually have only guys, and most of them wanted to have the invisibility.
Perfect, perfect.
Why do you need it? They didn't tell me, actually, but I think that I could guess. If you had this opportunity to choose superpower, what would it be?
Teleport, like 100%.
I wish I could never feel hungry. I wish that there were invented some nanobots that could prevent my brain from feeling hungry. I would still need to feed, but I won't feel that necessity. I cannot do anything when I'm hungry.
I want
teleport. Can I say something?
Yes, of course, of course.
you cannot teleport, but he can still say something.
I think I was once talking to some guy about all these supernatural things, and I said, I wish one day teleport could be invented. And this guy said, well, of course it can be invented, it's just a matter of time. And then I wondered whether, I mean, that would not be that interesting when everyone had that kind of thing. I want it for myself only, so that only I could use that, and only I could
so
go
selfish.
To... I'm not selfish, but I'm just worried when, I mean, just imagine if everyone could go to any place within a minute. They would create pieces again. They would somehow control.
Yes,
there would somehow
be some system.
Yes, and I don't want any system. I don't like any systems.
Okay, I agree. So, I agree only if you are going to let us use it as well.
Sure, no problem. When I was a child, my favorite movie ever, my favorite TV show was The Sliders. I don't know if you guys ever watched that. It's about a group of people, including a university professor, he's a student, some girl, and some random guy were traveling in parallel universes. And, I mean, you can watch it. It's a very old American TV show, but it's really great. And they have this radio control, which they could press any time and they could go to another world, which was very similar to our world, but something was different. For example, there was women's domination, or there was communism in the United States, or something was different. Or there was, for example, I don't know, just anyway, something was different. And that was so great. I rewatched this TV show last year, and I was really fascinated with that. I even wrote to one of the actresses, and she answered back. So,
what did she say?
She said that she is very pleased to read my letter, and right now she's a photographer. She doesn't act anymore, and she married some American guy, and now she lives in Italy.
Can we have an interview with her?
I'm not sure. I can ask her. Yeah.
Yes.
Why not? I don't see any reason why not. I can ask her. Sabrina. Her name is Sabrina Lloyd.
Doesn't say anything to me, but okay, great.
You're not a Sliders fan. That's why it doesn't say anything to you.
No. I'm going to watch it. I promise.
This is really great. You guys have to watch it.
We will. Don't worry.
That has been pronounced loudly enough. So we are definitely going to watch it. Returning to teleport, don't you forget that great power means great responsibility, and with that teleport thing, you will have to help people. You won't be able just to jump from one corner of the earth to another.
But you know, I have to keep it a secret, so I can help. Of course, I would love to help people, but it's not that.
You must have a contract, some kind of a contract with them that they're not going to tell.
I have to keep it a secret, otherwise they would arrest me and try to ask me to get a visa, something like that.
You would have to wear a mask.
Yes.
Sea woman.
So I have to keep it a secret. I have to be some kind of a Spider-Man, help people, but not reveal my identity, yes.
They will make comic books about you.
Yeah, that would be nice.
What about you, Vandish? What superpower do you wish?
It's not exactly a superpower. I always wanted to have camera in my eye. I like photography.
Yes.
I like to take pictures of people. Sometimes you just can't take a photo, or the moment is already gone.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to have like a visual photo camera, like a camera in your eyes.
I think they have already made up something like that for a tiny camera, which you place inside your eye. It's absolutely real. It's not that. It's not a superpower. You can.
This will eliminate the cast of photographers, unfortunately. Yeah.
But I guess the quality is much worse. So we still have to have those big professional cameras. You get a nice shot, but the quality is not that great.
Maybe flying. Flying would be nice, you know.
But, you know, you will be noticed by thousands of people, and they will still ask you to.
Maybe that meteor was a flying man. Actually.
Maybe, yes. Something happened. Something went wrong. Maybe you have to have like a combo. You have to have an invisibility plus flying.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Why would one need that?
It's just for the view. I think it would be perfect. You know, just soar with the birds.
You get cold. Yeah, how cold it is.
The air up there is not like the air down there.
Yeah, so you have to think about that as well.
All right, and then teleport.
Teleport is much more interesting, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so great. You just within a second you are in another country. Like, okay, maybe I can go to Miami tonight.
Isn't that great? I know. Sometimes I wish I had a thing like that.
Yeah. I suppose for the world economy it would be more useful if great things could be teleported. Not people, but material things, goods.
Then what about all those shipping companies that they would all go bankrupt?
Well,
it's always like that.
Serves them right.
So, you know, anyway, it would be much more interesting if only I could have this superpower.
Only you have
that, yes.
I'm going to stay a friend of yours.
I'm going to pay a dear price for that. I'm ready to help people. But please, do not make it public.
Pope Benedict the 16th announces resignation, which hasn't happened since 1415. The 65-year-old Benedict's reasoning was simple. He considers himself too worn down to fill the role. Benedict says he wishes to continue to serve the Catholic Church through a life dedicated to prayer. I actually read a story in Wall Street Journal once. He was presented, first of all, with a special white Apple iPod with the engraving to His Holiness Benedict the 16th, and it was packed with Vatican radio programming. Recently, he stirred much publicity with a pair of stylish red loafers that may or may not be from Prada. They say that he will be remembered for his very stylish Prada shoes. So I guess even a pope does have a sense of style. He looks very fragile. It has to be like a lifelong service, so you have to be a pope. I think that I saw it somewhere in the film. They have this white smoke. What does it mean? Is it like the pope died or the new pope is chosen?
No,
the pope
means
died, I guess.
The new pope is chosen. The new pope is chosen.
Which one is it?
I watched it in a movie, so I
trust me. Trust me. Yes, it was in a movie, Angels and Demons.
Yes, exactly. Yes, Angels and Demons by Dan Brown, or what's his name? Dan Brown.
I hate that man. I hate it.
I don't like him either. But I watched.
You hated the movie with Tom Hanks? How could you?
No, it's not because of Tom Hanks.
But I don't like that writer as well. I don't like that it's, you know, it's so popular.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe he's not a bad writer. I don't even know that. I don't even know him as a writer. But when something is so popularized.
What's it called? Hipster movement? Yeah?
Oh, whatever. I know. I instantly, subconsciously stop loving this. Even before I started.
Damn, so. you're hard to please.
No, not hard, please. Come on.
You continue watching your. What was the name of
the sliders? The sliders.
Okay, slider.
Sliders.
They have to pay you for the advertisement.
Well, it's a very old TV show. I mean, they don't care about that anyway.
You mean the artists and producers and directors died?
No, they're too not old. Dead.
They became photographers.
One of them became a photographer, and a very good one.
So they actually moved on. So I think that we have to wrap it up.
We are the greatest team on the planet Earth.
Yes.
And if you want to study English with us, and if you want to speak just like us, and maybe join us one day, you are very welcome to visit our website, which is www.linguistov.ru, and send us a message or feedback or just a couple of nice words saying how much you love us or saying that you would like to study English with us. We would be really happy to answer you back. And we do teach English on Skype, which is a very effective modern way to teach and to study English. So you can check it out.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah. That's okay. Mm-hmm.
Well done.
You know why I like Russian websites? Because their addresses and like tag questions. And every time you say linguistov.ru, I want to say, yes, I am.
I haven't thought about that.
Me neither.
That's great.
It's good to have you, the new, with us.
You are so creative.
Likewise, okay. And thank you very much.
All right, so have a wonderful week. Talk to you next week.